I want to start with a backstory on my experience because I think that's important. Excuse me. I think that's important to understanding where we go from here. When Katrina hit New Orleans, I was in private practice. I had been nominated to the bench, but I had not yet been sworn in. The FBI was still working on my background check. Katrina made landfall on a Monday. I remembered that specifically. It's the kind of thing you don't forget if you've been through something like this. And to say it was unexpected is an understatement. No one thought that Katrina was coming our way. In fact, I had a dinner party at my house on the Friday night before Katrina hit, and no one was talking about the storm. Everyone believed it was going to Florida. Its trajectory had been very consistent throughout its existence, and there was no talk of a wobble or a move or any of the things that we normally look for when we live in the South and on the Gulf and are dealing with these. Saturday morning when I got up, I went to go pick up my daughter from an overnight stay, and I got in the car, and I had my cup of coffee, and I'm driving along, and what I started to notice as I crossed town was that every gas station I passed had lines of people filling up their cars. Now, I don't know what happens in Texas, but in Louisiana, when you see lines at gas stations, it means one thing. There's a hurricane coming. So I flipped over to the news station, and sure enough, overnight, the storm had changed and was now headed straight for Louisiana. We were in the bullseye. I came home with my daughter, woke my husband and my son up, and we flew into action. We boarded up windows. We moved the furniture to the second floor. We rolled up rugs. We went and got our boat out of the marina, stuck it in the garage along with the lawn furniture and all the pots and pans.